All right, we're filming. Are quiet on set? Quiet on set? Ready, quiet on set?
Hi, I'm Ashley. This is Frankie.
Hi, my name is Mia, and I'm going to be your news
Something fun. As many times as you need. It's all good. We have time.
Hi, my name is Mia, and I'm going to be your news reporter for today.
I'm Madeline.
My name is Emery.
I am reporting in Long Beach about why people are throwing trash on the ground and hurting the community.
If you've ever been part of a quill and scroll initiation ceremony or simply present for one, you've heard our eight founding principles, starting with truth and then moving to leadership, loyalty, learning, initiative, integrity, judgment, and then finally friendship. It's that last principle, friendship, upon which one of the most important activities that any quill and scroll chapter can do is based. And those are community service projects. This is a story of friendship. This is the story of Walker Watson, a senior at MiraCosta High School in Manhattan Beach, California. That was Walker you heard speaking with students and directing students at a Boys and Girls Club in San Pedro in Los Angeles County. My name is Jeff Brown, and I'm the executive director of the Quill and Scroll International Honor Society for High School Journalists. Welcome to The Source, Quill and Scrolls podcast. Three years ago, as a freshman, Walker joined Amigos Unidos, an organization in LA County of young men who try to do good works in their community. Through Amigos Unidos, Walker was introduced to Press Friends, a group of young people who help elementary students produce newspapers at schools where there is no newspaper. This summer, Walker decided to spin off Press Friends into something called DocuFriends, in which he visited the Boys and Girls Club in San Pedro to try to teach students how to produce video. What Walker learned is a lesson for all of us.
The thing that captivated me the most when I first got into journalism, specifically real journalism, like in high school, was making a real tangible thing that wasn't just a letter grade. Every other elective at MiraCosta pretty much is just like a letter grade, like, you know, like Model United Nations, that kind of stuff. It's stuff that does have a product, but the product outside of the classroom doesn't really have too much impact. But my experience at specifically the Mustang Morning News was that my stories could actually do something. In the 2021 Writing Photo Multimedia Contest, we got awarded for multimedia excellence, and a story that I and a partner worked on got third place for video news stories. And it was a story called The Cost of Paper.
On average, one tree provides over 8,000 sheets of paper, meaning that last year, Costa used more than 550 trees to supply copy paper.
And we found out that the amount of paper that was being used, if they were to cut back on that substantially and just go digital, they could keep a teacher. That was really interesting, and we caught a bit of flack for that. That was back in sophomore year, and that was my first real experience as a reporter, feeling like I was actually doing something that was real and that had an actual, could make a difference. This past summer, there was a cancellation at the Boys and Girls Club in San Pedro. Basically, I kind of just jumped in, and I figured, you know, I'd been intending to do something like this for a long time. I knew that I enjoyed, you know, obviously video journalism, and the idea of being able to, you know, teach younger kids about video journalism was just very appealing. I had to change the course to, like, you know, fit these older kids that were a little more experienced, you know, like knew how to use the cameras, because this Boys and Girls Club was sponsored by the Mark Wahlberg Foundation. So they had a multimedia room with like a couple cameras and like a green screen, and then like an edit bay with like a few, you know, computers. So a couple of the kids knew a little bit how to run, like, you know, the cameras and how to, like, you know, do some basic editing, but the younger kids had no idea. It was pretty surreal. I mean, I can tell you that I walked in there just, you know, kind of, you know, a student, a kid, and I kind of walked out feeling like a teacher.
Walker developed his own curriculum and then asked his sister Vivian and his mother Wendy to help at the Boys and Girls Club.
I showed up to the Boys and Girls Club, go in, sit down in the multimedia room, start like, you know, going through my presentation stuff. Insanely nervous. I did not anticipate being that nervous, but the first group was definitely, you know, I was still figuring out how to teach. And, you know, so that was a little bit more of just like a practice run before I got to the second group. And by then I kind of figured out, okay, this is how I do this. This is how I teach. This is how I, you know, make sure that I have these kids' attentions and that I can, you know, keep them captivated.
The kids weren't quite ready for him.
And, you know, I'd also interrupted the kids. They were watching Space Jam. So they were all kind of annoyed that I'd interrupted them.
Classic move.
I know. Yeah, not the new one, the original Michael Jordan. Got that uploaded, got everything done. And by then it's just kind of like, okay, it just, you know, sigh of relief. We're here. We're ready. I can do this. We started off the first day with video composition, the basics, like, you know, just like rule of thirds, just basic composition. And then after I was done lecturing, I brought them into the multimedia room. They had like a couple DSLRs in there. So I just like showed them basically how to like, you know, take pictures. We took pictures of each other, like videos taped and stuff, just like really basic stuff to get them started. And then the next day we did script writing and anchoring. And so that's where the bulk of their kind of, you know, student produced stuff came from, was the scripts that they'd written where, you know, it was just like, tell me something that you thinks that yeah, you think needs to be changed about your community.
Our people and our community don't wear masks. It's making it dangerous, and I don't like it.
I have been seeing people going over the speed limit. I want to find out why people bully me.
They kind of all brought their own unique flair to it, and they all kind of gave their own, you know, two cents on what was actually wrong and needed to be fixed with San Pedro, which I was really impressed by. Pollution, that was a big one.
I am reporting in Long Beach about why people are throwing trash on the ground and hurting the community.
So today we are going to be talking about littering in the ocean.
The third day we did graphic design and like social media posts to like promote your story. And that was my main sort of idea there, was that we would kind of go through the whole process of like making a story, anchoring a story, promoting a story, and then like, you know, editing a story and then presenting it. And that it went better because these kids had a more solid idea of how, of like, you know, photos, photo editing, you know, making a post to promote their content than they did of, you know, editing video. I've been ambitious with my curriculum and figuring that out. And like, I really wanted to like cover like the whole broad scope of broadcast, but that's definitely something that I realized and something that I'm looking forward to for Parmalee too, because that's a 6-week long session.
Walker is referring to Parmalee Elementary School, where he just this past Saturday, October 16, 2021, started a 6-week Saturday session with students there. Again, he hopes his students learn as much as he has.
Never underestimate the just sheer workload of a teacher, especially a teacher of a very technical subject. Like, I mean, I will never have, you know, any doubts about my broadcast, the amount of work that my broadcast teacher and the amount of expertise it took for my broadcast teacher to make, his name is Michael Hernandez, to make, you know, just that, to make that work.
I'm Michael Hernandez. I teach broadcast journalism, cinematic arts, and photography at MiraCosta High School, which is a public comprehensive high school in Southern California. It's a suburb of Los Angeles. The community is fairly wealthy, beach town, mostly white folks. You know, I've been teaching the class this is my 23rd year. So done it for a while, seen a bunch of different kids and seen where they've headed off and gone through different evolution of journalism and respect for journalism, or the erosion of respect for journalism, and technology too. So back when I started, there were no such thing as websites for everybody, right? And we were recording video on tape, things like that. So now it's been a great journey. So first of all, Walker decided to do this on his own. It wasn't an assignment, but we definitely encourage a culture of, what's the right word for it? A culture of service, I think, as journalists, because we provide a service to the community, and we always kind of keep that as our metric for success and ethical guidelines and choices that we make. Throughout the years, we've done some different kinds of projects. Sometimes we do projects at school, like the kids produce the homecoming video so that there's connection to those groups of students. I've taken students to foreign countries to produce documentaries. I've taken them to Cuba and Vietnam and Guatemala, and we've produced documentaries and done photo shoots there to really sort of, open up their eyes and, you know, just like good journalism, you've got to be there and witness it to truly understand it. I think a lot of times in education, we hear this term student voice, right? And that can be interpreted, or I've interpreted that lately as I can say whatever I want, you know, or I can do something that I'm passionate about, but maybe I'm not thinking about the impact on others. And so, it's kind of nice that we kind of flip that around and make the student voice more about listening rather than talking. Again, this is one of those things where I'm like bouncing around and the kids are like, they just go up and do stuff and they come back and they're like, hey, Hernandez, I did this thing. I'm like, what? Cool. This is amazing.
Hernandez tries to convey to his students that they need to use their privilege to help others in their community.
We have privilege. And I think we need to acknowledge that. And we have a responsibility to do something with that privilege. And I think he's doing that. He sees that. He's not somebody who's blindly going in. He's not somebody who's like just doing it for a resume builder. I think he really believes in what he's doing. Again, you know, at my school, kids have a lot of choices about what classes they take. And a lot of kids choose to take AP everything because they think that's going to get them into the Ivy League, right? Or that's going to look best in the eyes of my neighbors or whoever, right? And he decided to take the hard path, which is to be a journalist. Right? It's not easy. You get flack. You know, I've had kids drop my class because it's too hard, right, for them, right? They don't want to have to put in the work to do it right. And he's done it right for 4 years. And so this is just an extension of that and giving back. And so if we have privilege, like many of us do, then, you know, we have a responsibility to share that and to amplify and help elevate others. So, you know, when he's working at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, in San Pedro, you know, those kids probably don't have so much privilege. They don't go to a school like this. They don't have access to these experiences or these tools. Now they do, right? And so good on him.
Maybe the most important lesson Walker learned at the Boys and Girls Club was that teaching video to kids who might only be 7 or 8 years old is an incredibly difficult proposition. So he's focusing on podcasts at Parmalee Elementary.
Being able to tell a story in just the most simple terms possible. Like, you know, having a kid write a story for a newspaper is, you know, exponentially easier than having them use like technical software, even just the most basic iMovie, you know, like a free app off the App Store. It's technical and it takes some level, you know, just even of how to use a phone. Like, you know, some of these kids didn't have their own phones because they're so young. It's like, you know, they didn't understand a lot of these things. So it's really simplifying and specializing and focusing on these particular facets of journalism, of video journalism, and, you know, not trying to run the gambit and do, you know, a million things, because that's just, it's to make a real solid product. That's, you know, kind of the course you have to take, especially with working with elementary school kids.
So what's next for Walker and DocuFriends?
The sky's the limit now. I started off trying to just, you know, figure this thing out at San Pedro. And now it's like, you know, we're getting credibility. We're our own kind of, you know, group now that's, you know, kind of taking off. And there is I was offered to do a spring session at Parmalee after the fall session. So probably like, you know, mid-spring, we do a similar thing because the Press Friends organization there works twice a year to make a newspaper with them. So I would just work, you know, at the same time as them. But beyond that, I mean, I would like to, I mean, you know, obviously I'm going to college next year. I would like to, you know, keep it going and like, you know, continue to be the director of DocuFriends and see it through, you know, maybe through college and try and like, you know, keep up that volunteering part of my life. I didn't realize going into it how much I enjoyed working with these kids and instilling this knowledge onto them. But I really do. And it's a really, really, really just fulfilling and gratifying experience just being able to, you know, pass on this knowledge that I was lucky to get. And that's the main thing for me is that, you know, working with like, you know, Michael Hernandez, who's, you know, just an expert at this, you know, I have a lot of knowledge and I have this experience that these kids don't get and they won't get because these, you know, a lot of these high schools, especially in LAUSD, they don't have broadcast journalism programs and they don't even have newspapers. So, you know, being able to give them this experience and, you know, give them this knowledge and hopefully inspire some of them to you know, take on this path and, you know, pay it forward.
Becoming a member of Quill and Scroll certainly means a shiny new pin, a golden and blue cord to wear around your neck at graduation, a line on your resume as you apply for colleges. But maybe the most important thing that any of us can learn as being a part of Quill and Scroll is that service component, that level of friendship that we should have with our communities. Thank you, Walker Watson, for setting a wonderful example of Quill and Scroll and friendship. This is Jeff Brown, and you've been listening to The Source, Quill and Scroll's podcast.